This is BB Radio, and I am your host, Kat Dean. On today's episode, I am going to bring you girls into a new way of thinking and a new approach for 2024 and just in general, honey, okay? And it is called the Elevated Woman. This is a identity that I became very familiar with really on the brink of the end of last year. And some of you guys are very familiar with this terminology in terms of being the Elevated Woman because you are part of my coaching program. And as you all know, of course, if I listen to this podcast episode, I have not posted in a while. I had some different things that I just had to manage personally and professionally, and I just needed to get my footing, okay? But before I kind of went on another hiatus, okay, I had came up with this concept or this idea of the Elevated Woman. And I'm going to talk to you girls about this person, this identity, and this thing that we're going to get into for this year, because this is important on the stage of the journey that you're on right now. So if you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, that means like for years, we have gone through a variety of phases, okay? We have healed, we have grown, we have manifested, we have let go of so much, all right? That now it is time to go to the next level, okay? So there are levels to this shit. Please do not think just because you did some light work, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, even 6 months ago, that that's the end. No, honey, we're forever evolving, all right? Now, with this, all right, we need to dive in deep. You know, I always suggest to have your pen and paper, have your mind open and all that good stuff. So that way you can receive what we're talking about today. But before we get into all that, let's address the immediate elephants in the room. How in the hell are you girls? Okay, I needed time to just revamp and restart. And during this process, you girls have been the sweetest, kindest, most supportive people that I have ever experienced in my life. I had mental things I had to overcome. I had some health battles. I had, you know, lifestyle stuff, just like bad bitch shit. You know what I mean? Like, and I had to get settled. I had to get grounded. I had to get recentered. And everyone around me was very kind during this process. It has been a journey. I had to really make some decisions as far as the way I want to live life and how even I want to approach you girls. Because I think at one point, I didn't really understand the impact that I had. I knew that girls looked up to me, but I've always given advice to people. I've always been in the business of helping. But I've realized this is on a bigger scheme. You know what I mean? Or a bigger scale, I should say. This is a little bit bigger than just me talking to a few, you know, handful of girls and telling them, oh, yeah, this is my experience. Maybe you should do this. No, I got girls that literally are counting on me, depending on me. OK, they're like, girl, look, I manifested my life off of you. And it just got real, you know. And so I had to really ask myself, is this the direction that I want to go in for my life? Is this the legacy that I want to leave? And it is. And so with this, I had to take time to become a better version of myself. Therefore, I could present the best version of myself to you. So this content moving forward is in depth, girl. Okay. I'm going to keep it real with you always. I'm going to always be your, you know, big sister, auntie, mother, however you perceive me, you know, a mentor. Okay. Leader. Okay. Icon. But at the same time, we're going to get into some different philosophies and understandings. Okay. Because it is all about leveling up. Okay. And there is different levels to this shit. It is. I'm at a point now, girl, where I'm going to the places that I want to go. I went through my camera roll yesterday and I had realized, first of all, I had to like delete thousands of pictures. Like it was intense. And I'm like, damn, Kat, like, girl, you really be out here doing your thing, you know, like from eating well to having great experiences. And even though I was going through challenges, I still was trying to live life, you know, and still trying to figure myself out in this process. So I just know that where we're going next, you know, where I'm personally going next, is only going to be greater, right? Because everything happens for our greatest good. And you have to always remember that. It doesn't matter what you've been through, it's there to help you. Now, it's up to you to find the silver lining. It's up to you to find the lessons. That way you do not repeat the same drama and then you keep perpetuating these same ideals and these same circumstances, okay? So we've done all that. We touched bases. I hope everybody's doing great. I'm going to be a buck with you. I really do. I really, really do. I pray for nothing but blessings and goodness, you know, to happen to you. You know, congratulations to my girls who have had kids. I have gotten so many messages and emails about this. They're like, girl, we are mothers. We're like full thriving moms. So now I'm like, all right, girl, now it's time to execute, you know, stage two of the master plan, you know, to be able to help my girls who are mothers and wives now and who have built their businesses and who have healed, you know, from a lot of different things. Like, you girls are ready. That's why it's time for the elevated approach. That's why it's time to talk about what do we do at this level, because we've done a lot of work, right? And there's not a lot of creators out here that are telling you what to do next. They're telling you how to go, which we all need. We need to know how to go. Some, you know, are telling us how to stabilize, right, in the essence of our finances or our mental health. But what do we do when we've done all that? What do we do when we've stabilized and we've, you know, they, you know, let go of the dusties and things like that? It's like, all right, what we do now? You know what I mean? So I'm here to help. We all here to help. You know, it's nothing but love. I love all the creators out there, honey. They have been my go-tos, my mentors. Okay. Shira 7, baby, please. You know what I mean? Sprinkle, sprinkle, girl. Whew, I owe that lady a lot, okay? Because she has taught me how to value myself on a very different level, okay? And there are so many. So nevertheless, you know, look at us as, you know, your big three, if you will, or look at us, you know, as however you want to look at it. You know, we're all here to help you. We're here to elevate you, and we're here to level you up so you can live your best versions of life. We've done a lot of work, so you don't have to. So if you're young, hot and fresh, or if you've never experienced certain things that I'm talking about, that's good. Okay. That's a good thing. Now make sure that you don't go through that stuff, right? By putting preventative measures in place. So then that way you can protect yourself, your sanity, and your energy. All right. So let's get into this elevated woman concept, because this is what I've been waiting for. Okay, I got girls like, where the podcast at? You know what I mean? Like, I got my notifications on. I'm ready, okay? All right. So, the elevated woman, truly, is the higher version of yourself. All right? So, imagine this, girls. You're you, right? Like, so you're here. You're existing. You're doing your 1-2 and everything. But there is a version of you that is better. Now, this young lady is someone who has overcame whatever challenges that you're facing. It could be as small as, like, you don't feel like washing dishes, okay? It could be as big as, you know, you need to let go of some childhood trauma. It could be as small as making a decision on your dating status, to as big as going in new environments, all right? Now, the thing is that your higher version has already mastered this stuff. You can also look at her as your future self. And the thing about her is that she will really be able to guide your everyday steps now to get to her. But understand that there will always be a higher version of who you currently are now. So what we want to do is start channeling into that energy and that spirit, so then that way we can live our best versions of life now. So how do you do this exactly, right? Like, how do you tap into your higher self? What exactly does that mean? You know, what does an elevated woman look like? All the other stuff. So I'm going to give you the tea on that, because, you know, that's what we're here for. So that's why I say get your pen and paper ready. So then that way you can write notes down, okay? Or at least listen enough to where you can receive this information, okay? So the first thing in becoming this higher version of yourself, or an elevated woman, is you have to transform your approach towards life. Okay, so however you've been living life right now, whatever you've been thinking. So some people are in a very open mindset, you know, where like, oh, the best is coming for me. You know, they're cultivating great ideas and concepts in their mind. So, you know, they're on a very positive tip. You might have some bumps in the road, but ultimately, you know that like things are working out in your favor. Probably because you've listened to the podcast and you've listened to a lot of positive things. So it's like you have this like openness to what can happen to you. Now, there's also too some girls out in the world that are on that some days, like maybe 3 days out the week, but for four of them, you kind of like in crapville. You know, you're like, maybe it might work out for me. I don't know. You know, you don't feel as motivated. You know, you're like, you know, somebody bothers you, an ex calls you up, you might go back. You know, you're just unstable. Okay. And that's fine too, right? Because this is all about growth, right? This is not about judgment of where you are. This is just about identifying it. So then that way you know how to get where you want to be. You have to know where you are, okay? So regardless of your thought processes, you're going to have to change your approach. And the reason why you have to change your approach is because the way you've been thinking thus far is what has gotten you to where you are now. Okay, so if you don't like fully where you are now, or if you feel like there's some tweaks you need to do, then you need to change the way you think. So this is going to be a process within itself, but I'm gonna give you the basis in this episode because the mind is so powerful and there's so many layers to it that when you think that you understood something or unlocked one thing, there's like 10 more little small hidden doors behind it. So I can talk to you about some basic stuff, but in some of the other episodes, right, we're going to declutter the mind. We're going to deconstruct the thought processes of everything that we've been taught. So then that way we can make intentional decisions and have intentional mental paths, right? We're not being subject to programming. We're actually deciding how we want to live, how we want to operate, and doing what resonates with us. Okay. But the first thing when it comes down to, you know, transforming your mind is you need to be optimistic in general. Okay, like meaning like believe that things are working out for you, and like looking at things from a positive, optimistic place as well. So say, for example, you know, you get into a car accident, right? And you're looking at it like, oh my God, you know, I got hit, I got to get this damage and I got to put in this claim, etc., etc. Like that may be true, right? That's not necessarily looking at things in a negative way, but you're just looking at things in reality. But adding some optimistic sprinkles on it would be, yes, this thing happened, but everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm going to be okay. I survived. It was some dents, you know, in the car, whatnot, but everyone survived. We're all good, you know? And then looking at things and saying, you know what? Everything is going to work out for me. I'm going to put in the claim. Everything's going to be paid for. You know, this situation is going to turn around. Now, the thing about optimism is that it adds a element of suspense and it opens up the universe and even the energetic fields to the possibilities of things turning out on a more positive, on a more higher vibration based level. Okay, so when we put negative energy out there or an energy that kind of is stagnant, like, oh, this happened to me, oh, you know, I got into this car accident, now I can't get to work, and now I got to deal with this, and I got to get a rental car, and I got to do that, like that's reality. Right. But it's not putting the right sprinkles on top to add the extra flavoring. So then that way you can open up different portals to the experience. Because remember in life, girls, that you can look at one situation 1,000 ways. It's all about perspective. So there are people out here that are going through similar challenges as you. They just have a different perspective on it. And those people who have a more higher vibrational perspective actually win at the end. They're not walking around grumpy. They don't have, you know, wrinkles on their faces. They're not looking aged, because at the end of the day, they're like, shit, this is all going to work out for me. They just have a different mental approach. So when you think optimistically and you believe that things are going to turn around for you, because they will, girl, that's how you here surviving. Things have always worked out in your favor. If you just really sit back and think, no hold bars, just really think, things have worked out for you, okay? Like, it might not have worked out for you when you wanted to, okay? And you may not understand the divine plan, but trust me, there is one in place. All you gotta do is just start opening your mind, girls, okay? Open your mind to the possibilities. Now, also, too, with this optimism, though, you need to stand firm in what I call your aesthetic, okay? So an aesthetic is the way that you approach life, okay? Like, say, for example, in terms of like a personal standard or maybe a way of living or your presentation, you have to stand firm in that. Now, the way you develop into an aesthetic is you pretty much have a conversation with yourself, okay? You're going to be talking to yourself a lot, girl, so just get used to it. When you communicate with yourself about, say, like, okay, what type of woman do I want to be? How do I want to dress? How do I want the world to perceive me? What approach do I want to have in life? Meaning, like, do I want to be a happy girl, or at least, you know, a kind person? You know, do I want to have great experiences? Do I want to have a lot of friends? You know, like, when you think about the way you want your life to be, this is all a part of your aesthetic. So when you think of, so first thing you do is think about, hey, like, okay, how I want things to be. What have I done that makes me feel good and I want to add it to my aesthetic experience, right? So say, for example, for me, I love to go out to eat. I love to go to restaurants, fine dining. I love to wear the color black. I want to be a kind person. And I'm nice as well. Those are two very different things. I'm a kind person. I don't have necessarily the warmest immediate demeanor, if that makes sense. Like when you see me, I think you immediately get intimidated. faded, and then you realize I'm cool as hell. But on the front end, you're a little nervous. You know what I mean? So I've accepted that about myself, and I think that this dispels a lot of BS. I still get the riffraff, you know what I mean, here and there, just feeling a little confident. They get a little, that confidence juice in them, you know, at the bar especially, and they say wild things to me. But I don't get it as often. You know, it's not something that commonly happens to me because people see the way I carry myself, my demeanor, my comfortability in myself, that if you're not comfortable in yourself, you are intimidated by me. You are nervous as hell. You know what I mean? So it's like I understand this is a part of my aesthetics, and I've decided to just own this element of myself. So when it comes down to like identifying that, I also too have developed a personal standard. So there are certain places that I frequent. There are certain places that I will not. You know, there's certain energies I will deal with and certain energies I just will not. And I've developed this standard, and it has been refined over the years, but I've developed the standard at a very young age. So I haven't dealt with a lot of BS, right? If I think you know, you look like a duck, quack like a duck, I'm gonna label you as a duck, and that's just it. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm confident enough in myself to know that my intuition is on point. So if I think you're crazy, or I think that you don't have the best intentions for me, I am confident enough in myself to say, I believe you, Kat, and I'm willing to stick beside you. Okay, I'm willing to go through the trenches with you. And then come to find out, these people that I think aren't up to no good, they usually aren't up to any good. So it's like, that's a part of my, you know, repertoire, if you will, right? So then also too, when it comes down to, you know, my aesthetics and everything, I have a way that I approach life. You know, I'm very optimistic. I do believe things are working out for me. I have moments where, you know, I don't question it, but I tremble a little bit. You know what I mean? Especially if it's like, I don't know, girl, a financial decision I'm making or an environment I'm going in, I'll be like, woo, you know, I gotta have a little faith, a little hope. But I know that things are working out for me, and I allow that mindset to overshadow my trembling, because it's not a fear for me. It's just like, oh, you know, like, you know, but nevertheless, though, I have in general an optimistic way of thinking. I have a very a very refined way of thinking. I've done a lot of research. I've studied a lot of things, studied a lot of religions and spiritual walks. I understand the psychology of human beings in a lot of ways. I understand masculine and feminine energy. Like, there's a lot of principles in life that I understand. So with this, I use that in my everyday life. And that's a part of like my blueprint, if you will. Like, I engage with people systematically. It's not just, it's not random for me. If I talk to you, if I engage with you, trust and believe that I know what I said, when I said it, how I said it, and it was said the way it was supposed to be said. Okay. When I engage with you, I gave you the proper attention and energy that you needed or that you are requiring. You know what I mean? Like, in the essence of, I may meet, you know, three people, right? And they could be in line, you know, back to back. I'll engage you all differently because I can feel you. I know what you're craving. I know some people need smiles. Some people need a more stern approach. Some people need to feel, you know, they need me to be relatable to them. So that way they can, you know, let down their guard and have a conversation with me and do different things. And it's just because I've studied, you know, but this is my approach towards life. So I'm telling you girls all this stuff because I want you to be very clear that having an aesthetics goes past the traditional ideal of an aesthetic in terms of like the way you look, the way you present yourself. But even with that, I wear all black. 90% of my closet is black, and I'm very comfortable with that. Also, too, like bold pieces. I love coats. I love shoes. I love bags. I love diamonds. You know, that's my thing. And so what I've done is just created my lifestyle around that. So I only buy clothes within a certain color palette. I only buy certain types of pieces, and this is what works for me. Now, when you're elevated, honey, this is a part of, I guess, for lack of better words, like who you are. See, once you ascend, you're no longer in trying to figure it out mode. You're no longer in a place where you're easily influenced. You understand what works for you, and you just operate in that space. Now, for everyone, it's not going to make sense, but it's not for everyone. They're not elevated. You are. And other elevated people will understand where you're coming from, right? Like, birds of a feather flock together, okay? People that I like, people that I follow, people that I frequent, they understand, like I understand where they're coming from, right? I understand how they have their standards or why they dress the way that they dress is because something that they cultivated. They took the time out to analyze themselves, analyze the world, figure out what works, and then create their own blueprint, you know, for how they want to live life, and then they execute that energy. So being elevated is very important, girls, for you to have your aesthetics and stand firm in it. It's not for everyone. Everyone's not going to understand it, and it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it matters what you want to do. It matters how you want to live. You only live once this way. So just make sure that you take the time to cultivate yourself. All right. Now, another thing with part of being an elevated woman is to execute your will. Okay. So that means execute what the hell you want to do. Okay. As simple as that. Now, that means like you develop game plans, you decide on goals, and you also roadmap your life. Okay. So now, girls, one thing we're not doing 2024 and beyond, we're not winging it. Okay. Bump that. We have learned a lot by winging it. Okay. And it does not work out in your favor. Now, I know some of you thinking like, oh, we don't know where the world is going, and, you know, the economy and the politics and this and that. Girl, look, let me tell you something. Okay. Wake up. Wake up, sweets. Okay, smell the roses. This place been unstable since the place has been established. Okay, people are gonna do what they want to do. Politics is gonna be, taxes is gonna be, prices are gonna be, etc. One thing that has stood the test of time is energetic fields, optimistic mindsets, expansion. Those things have always been here. Right. I want to suggest to you girls to learn about the hermetic laws. OK, because that's very important. If you want to live a life that is at a very higher playing field, because what we're dealing with socially has always been going on. This is not new, baby. Like, racism is not new. Sexism is not new. You know, all this stuff is not new. It just looks different because this is our first time personally experiencing it, right? But this isn't new stuff. So what you want to do is think about what the hell you want to do. So that way you can attract the proper experiences towards your front door. Okay. What's going on in politics per se, like from a general, like just in general, you know what I mean? Who's going to be the president of this, what they doing with their money, how they're contributing this. It affects you, my dear, but it doesn't. Okay, you still got to get your butt up and take care of them kids. You still got to go and cook your man a meal. You still got to wash your butt every day. You still have to do these different things. Now, granted, certain decisions can impact all that stuff. I'm not oblivious. But what I'm saying is there's something bigger than us human beings. And it's the laws. It is the energetic fields. Those things matter the most. And when you set intentions, when you have a very clear divine understanding, you can get what you want much faster. Like, the universe works in your favor. You will be protected. You will be served. There are people in all economies that continue to thrive financially, right? The Great Depression, there were people out here still eating. Everybody wasn't broke. A lot of people was. Don't get me twisted. You know what I mean? But everybody wasn't in the same situation. Okay, so it's important for you to think about that in the essence of the way you live your life. You need to know what the hell you're doing. Okay, you need to know what you're doing today, tomorrow, next week, how your schedule is mapped out. Set some goals for yourself and get shit done. Now, for some of you, this may be overwhelming. You need to meditate. Okay, I tell my kids all the time, if you're scared, go to church. Okay, now that phrase can be taken multiple ways. Literally, you might need to go to a place where they worship a higher power, or B, you might need to go internal. Right. And have church within yourself. And what that means is you have communion, you have a conversation, you confess, you discuss, and you reevaluate what you need to do and create a plan to move forward. OK, but at the end of the day, being afraid, being overwhelmed, that's a thing of the past. If you feel anxiety, drink you some calm tea, girl. You know what I mean? It's just simple like that. You know, I know the reality of life. I'm not oblivious, but at the same time, I know that you can overcome it. Right. I've done it. There's tons of other women who have, men who have. So you can, too. But what you have to do is get a grip on this thing, because if you don't plan life, life will plan you. OK, let me repeat that. If you don't plan life, life will plan you. And what that means is you will start experiencing whatever. OK, like, because you don't have a destination. You don't have any intention. And so what will happen is you will be attracted to anything and everybody. Everybody gonna be trying to talk to you, girl. Everybody gonna try to be around you. Everybody's gonna want a piece of the pie. People gonna take you from happy to sad to frustrated to this and that. You're gonna be everywhere. Okay, you're gonna be spending money and you don't even know where your money at. You're gonna be making money. You're gonna be, girl, it's girl, it's gonna be crazy. Okay, it's gonna be crazy because you don't have a direction. Energy works with direction. Energy works with intention. When you set your mind to something, anything you ever set your mind to, you want to go run after that dude. Okay, you set your mind to it, I can guarantee you everything gonna come aligned with it. You know, he gonna be available. I can't say he gonna be with you, but he gonna be available, right? You gonna you know, get the transportation, your ride, that gonna be smooth, girl. Everything gonna fall in line. Now, I can't guarantee that he's gonna be receptive and wanting and, you know, all of the things, but I can guarantee that if you put enough energy into something, you will get the results you desire. Okay, are they temporary results? Maybe, but you're gonna get some results. So why not put that energy into something that we know can be in place for our greater good? And so how that pretty much shows up is as basic as, you know, making sure that you have a game plan, right? So the game plan, as I said before, it could be per day. What are you doing today? You know, what do you want to accomplish this weekend? What do you want to accomplish this week? You know, what is the 3-month plan? What is the 6-month plan? What is the yearly plan? What is a 3-year plan, 5-year plan, and 10 years? Granted, some things will change, but hell, know what you want to do, okay? If you want to get into this type of business, you want to live at this location, you want to have these type of people in your life, make those decisions, and then you will have to roadmap, right? And there are content out here on roadmapping, which I've talked to you guys about before, but it's pretty much just creating this plan for yourself. So it's like you decide on a goal, right? And then you have to do other steps. You have to know step by step what you need to do to accomplish this goal. You also too need to ask yourself, what do you need to change in order to accomplish this? You need to ask yourself what resources that you need, okay? And you need to timeline it. You need to know how long will it take for you to get what you want. And when you decide to attack every goal in this capacity, you will accomplish things and you will discover a lot about yourself in the process, okay? So being an elevated woman, girls, you must know what the hell you're doing, okay? You need to know, where are you going to the gym? Where do you want to live? You know, what type of spouse you want? How do you want your kids to be? Not in the essence of trying to control them, but girl, you got to set the foundation. You know, what are your standards? You know, how do you want things to be? What type of schools you want them to go to? Roadmap this shit, okay? I want to see you girls win, but you got to know what you want to do, all right? And you can change it also too. There's freedom in change, okay? Like, please don't believe that everything has to be this way because you decided it, you know, on April, blah 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 blah. Like, no, by May, if something ain't right, you want to switch it up because you've grown, I'm open to that. Just be willing to put the effort in to map things out, okay? The next thing, girls, that you want to do, and one of the last things that you want to do, I got one more thing, but you want to elevate your energy. Okay, being an elevated woman, yes, we're mindset shifting. Yes, we are planning. Yes, we are standing firm in our standards. Yes, we are executing our wills. But you also too must elevate your energy, girl. Okay, now there's different ways of doing this, and I've talked a little bit about this before, but one of the ways that you can do this is through affirmations. Now, you'll need different affirmations for different purposes. I would strongly suggest listening to self-concept affirmations, okay? Because this is something new that we're going to be talking about this year, okay? Self-concept, because that's the thing that's holding you back, girl. The way you perceive yourself is what's prohibiting you from your growth if you are stuck, okay? Or if you're not getting what you ultimately desire, that's because of the way you perceive yourself, okay? So start looking up self-concept affirmations, okay? Self-esteem affirmations, confidence affirmations. And with that, you'll be able to, you know, stir the pot in a way that you can begin to get a different soup. Now, if you don't know what that reference is, I always tell girls, all right? So imagine you're a soup, right? And you have this soup, it has a variety of different, you know, ingredients in it. If you add more of something, that's going to change the taste of the soup overall, okay? So if you add more salt, more pepper, it's going to change the outcome of the soup. It's time to change your soup, okay? You got to add new things to get new flavorings, to get new experiences, okay? So I want to see you girls win, but you're definitely going to have to affirm yourself. You're going to have to think differently. So affirmations are really great. You can listen to affirmations while you're in the shower. You know, if you have some wireless headphones, you know, you can definitely do that. Be careful if you got AirPods because they can just pop out. But if you have the ones that are more secure, like behind your ear, you can definitely do those. You can just, you know, have it on the radio or on your phone. You can listen to them while you're in the sauna, while you're working out. Just make sure that you listen to affirmations. You're going to need this. This is going to help shift the energy, okay? Another way to shift your energy is to have a pleasant approach, okay? And now, I'm not telling you to be out here like brown nosing and like, you know, running through the fields and running through the streets being all, you know, Mary Poppins happy. But what I am suggesting to you girls is you can be pleasant, okay? Meaning, like, you don't have to be a bitch. I mean, that's another conversation, another thing, okay? I meet girls all the time, or I see girls all the time, and there's a group of girls who I don't know who hurt you, who bothered you, who, you know, made you feel whatever, but they walk around with an attitude. It is not about race, it's about personality, okay? They have a bad attitude. You know, they don't see the good in people, not even in themselves. They don't walk around, you know, comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. Like, even if you sit next to them, it's like, ugh, you know, they got a frown on their face. They're asking you, like, say you're in a social environment, right? Say, like, a waitress or something. You know, they talking to you like you the problem, you know? And it's one of those things where it's bad etiquette, of course, but it says a lot about that person in the essence of they're just not pleasant. They're probably not a pleasant person to be around. They don't have pleasant energy. And I feel that when you are elevated, you really don't care about a lot of things, right? You're not in the people pleasing business. You're not in the business of trying to, you know, put on face for other people. But what I will say is that you understand that it's unnecessary to be rude. It's unnecessary to be unhappy. It's unnecessary to have fear, because you can overcome all these emotions. All these emotions are temporary. But to host that, to harness that, to walk around with that energy is preposterous. It is like the wildest energy that I personally have ever experienced. It's just someone being unpleasant, because it doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is just be straight down the middle, right? You don't have to have your face frowned up. You don't have to make snarky remarks. You can just be content in the moment, right? Treat someone the way you want to be treated, in the essence of pleasantry. You know, you can speak to someone or not, or you can smile at them. You know, you can nod your head. You know, you can acknowledge people in ways that make them feel comfortable or make them feel seen. You don't have to always be, like I say, Mary Poppins happy, but just pleasant, girl. Being pleasant, it offers an energy of calmness. It offers an energy of stability. And when you do that, you actually get rewarded more. You get people that want to help you, people that want to engage with you, because you're nice to be around. But when you're complaining all the time, grumpy, mumpy, all this other stuff, girl, elite bitches don't operate like that. And I'm being honest, top tier girls, they don't have all that. They're not complaining. They're not seeing the bad in things. You know, they just content. Content in the essence of things are working out. Things will be okay. If somebody makes a mistake, you can fix it. It's not that deep. You know what I mean? We're all learning, growing, and elevating at our own paces. So judgment is not necessary, and ridicule is not necessary. Okay? So try to have that pleasant energy. That will help you to elevate, you know, your overall energetic field. Now, the next thing too with this is to trust the universe. To trust God, to trust your spirit guides, however you perceive higher power. Okay? Trust it. You have to, you know, it's one of those things where, girls, you're going to have to become a passenger princess. You're going to have to allow things to unfold the way they're supposed to unfold. Like, if you are in a car with someone, you have no control over anything. All you can do is sit there and look cute and pray that this person understands how to drive and is paying attention to all the cues and everything and the roads. So then that way you come out safe and you come out unscathed. But there's no guarantee, right? So what you have to do is pretty much have that same energy when it comes down to the universe, God, your spiritual guides, etc. You have to know that they're working for your favor. Everything is working out for you, because it always has worked out for you. If you attain that mindset, then you'll begin to see things unfold at a rapid pace. You have to trust that when you make a request, it will be fulfilled. It always is. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry yourself and gulp yourself in the space where, you know, oh, is this going to work out for me? Or, you know, it worked out for them. Will it happen for me? It has to work out, babe. It has to work out by hook or by crook. Okay. It will work itself out. And when you feel inspired to do something, girls, always go with that too. Right. So if you say, hey, you know, I want to make $1 million this month. And then all of a sudden you get this idea to start this business, or you get this idea to go in this direction with your career. Do that. Okay, because that is the communication from the universe, from the higher beings, I'm there to help you get what you want to attain. Okay, so understand you have to make the request, but then also to be receptive to the instruction on how to get whatever you need to be. Because $1 million can fall on your lap, but you may have to do quite a few things to get it, but it's definitely possible. But you need to be willing to listen to the energy that is talking to you, that is telling you to go this particular direction or behave in this manner. Now, another thing, girls, that will help you elevate your energy and also to help you to be this elevated woman is to remember your blessings, okay? It is very easy to forget where you came from. It is very easy for you to stay where you were at, okay? It's very easy to get entangled in the past in a general sense from a good place or a bad place. But you must remember what you have overcome and remember how the universe, God, your spiritual guides have helped you in the past, okay? Because some of us get amnesia. Some of us forget that, girl, we are living in yesterday's prayers, okay? And it may not look fully the way that you want them to be right now, okay? Because you're working in the past. So what's happening to you right now is a manifestation of the past. That's why it's important to be very optimistic with your current tongue. That's why it's important to be very intentional with your current tongue. So then that way you can plant proper seeds for the future. Okay. When we think about our higher self is a girl who's already established. She already knows what to do. She already knows what's going on because she has already foreseen this stuff. Like, she's overcome all the things that you are currently dealing with. So when we think about her, even right, when we're dealing with a situation, we want to think like, what would she do? How would she operate? Okay. And so when we think about our blessings, what we're doing is looking at a lower version or a different version of ourselves. So it's like looking back, right? So the higher self, you're looking forward. You're looking at where you could be. But when you're thinking about your blessings, you're looking at the girl who you used to be, right? And you're looking at where she has overcome and you're commending her for what she has done. And you're also too thanking your guys for where you are right now. Okay, you are protected, you are blessed. And I know that some of you girls have been through hell and back, honey. Okay, but all of us, you know, we don't look the same. Some of us came out unscathed, girl. You know, for me, I know that I hold no weight, no barrier, no nothing to my past. I know that I didn't come out with scars, right? Like, if you meet me, you see me, you would not think that I've been through the things that I have been through, but honey, I have. Okay. And at the end of the day, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to not be grumpy, to be mean. I'm blessed to be pleasant and blessed to have this platform and blessed in so many different ways. And it took a moment for even myself to really realize where I am now and where I used to be. So I strongly suggest to you girls to give yourself more credit, to understand that, you know, you are here for a reason. Everything worked out in divine time. Everything worked out the way it was supposed to work out, and you'll be okay. But if you want to be elevated, you're going to have to go and get it. You're going to have to shift your energy. You're going to have to become a better version of yourself. You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to shed that old skin and be that girl, right? Have a confidence that's out of this world, in the essence of talk to yourself, okay? Make yourself feel comfortable. Hold your shoulders back. Stand firm in your aesthetics and really sit very steady fast in who you want to be, okay? And if you need help, you have to ask your higher self for assistance. And then how you do that is just start thinking how she would think. When you think about yourself all dolled up, beautiful, living where you want to live, etc., right? When you think about her and when you set this identity to her, what I also too want you to do is to say, hey, how can I be more like you? Or even when you think about the way that she's operating, begin to operate your everyday life as such. So if your higher self goes to Pilates and she drinks, you know, lattes and she's, you know, has her water and her vitamins, etc., that's the girl that you need to be as well. You understand? You need to be this version of yourself that is really yourself, okay? Put your best foot forward and become her. Now, I will talk to you girls more about this elevated woman, but ultimately, girls, there's so many different ways to approach this elevated concept, even in the essence of being organized, even in the essence of, you know, doing small things like preserving your energy. Okay, so say, for example, I don't do much grocery shopping. I order my groceries and have them delivered. Or when it comes down to restaurants, I don't go everywhere. I only go to places that I appreciate their energy, you know, and we have communion. When it comes down to my friend group, I only associate with people who are very similar to myself, in the essence of we're on a mission to grow, evolve, and become the best versions of ourselves. And that's in general. I don't even date guys that are not on that same page. page, right? Like, I don't date man whores, you know what I mean? Because I'm not in that space. So it's like, you need to have a certain energy about yourself and a certain value system in place. So then that way, we can really rock together and be elevated together, right? Also, too, I dress differently. I dress like sexy modest, right? So it's like, I'm giving you body because I can't, you know, deny it. And I like to be alluring. But at the same time, I like to look polished. And I love to look expensive. And I love to look well put together. So that's my approach that I have. And I feel like with that approach, I get certain type of energies, I engage with certain type of people, and it's just a part of the elevated experience. I've also too have, you know, decided to change the way that I think, believe that things are going to work out for me, see optimism, and learn new things, girls. You know, I talk to you about this all the time, but it's very important to learn as much as you can. In the essence of, maybe every week you have you know, different type of content that you indulge in, whether it be self-development or it can be, you know, something worldly, in the essence of learning about animals and, you know, understanding energy. You know, you can understand, shoot, girl, whatever topic floats your boat. Okay. Learn a new language, if you will, learn a new etiquette, understand what Michelin star restaurants mean. Like, you know, like, just become that girl and push yourself out there, girl. Okay. Also too, let me say this. All right. With you girls being elevated and everything, understand that some things are low vibrational and some things you need to leave alone. Okay. Like, just because people promote it as being elevated and just because people say that, you know, oh, this is elevated way of thinking, it's not necessarily. It's just like a refined, it's like refined low vibration. There's some stuff that is not elevated at all. Okay. Like, and I don't want to sell anybody toes or any ideology toes, but like, let's just get into like small stuff. Like, okay, some girls think that if you go to like certain steakhouses, right, that means that you're now elevated. Or say if you now wear dresses, you know what I mean, that now you're elevated. Or if you wear certain nail colors, etc. Like, yeah, it gives you a more polished or prim approach. And yes, it shows you as being cultured, right, if you're going to these steakhouses, etc. But baby, there's levels to this shit. You know what I mean? Like, for example, I ain't hating on my place, but like STK, okay? I love STK, but STK is not one of the finest steakhouses. You know what I mean? A lot of girls go there, or like Steak 48. I go there too, right? But it's not the best of the best. It's not the creme de la creme. You know what I mean? Like, it's levels to this shit. You know, Swift and Sons, you know, that they up there. And they're not even the top tier. There's levels to this shit. So understand that when you say you're elevated, tap into exactly what that means and tap into who's actually telling you this stuff and think about where they going and how they frequent and think about what elevation also too means to you. Because if you want to be high end or you want to have an elevated approach, you're going to have to kind of dig a little deeper than that. You know what I mean? Or like, say you want to live an elevated lifestyle, you have to associate yourself with people that are at a certain financial, you know, bracket, and also to a certain mental bracket. Like, for example, there are some people who partner themselves up with people who are good for the moment. But when you're thinking about being elevated, babe, you need to think about what's good for the future. When you're dating someone, for example, you need to ask yourself, do I want my children to emulate this person? Do I feel that, like, say, for example, you're, you know, dating heterosexually, right? And you're, you know, dealing with a guy, and you need to ask yourself, is this the man that I want my son to become? Right. And it's not just about finances. He can have all the money in the world, but does he have a good palate? You know, in the essence of, is he kind? Is he respectful? Is he a leader? You know, is he a problem solver? This is a type of conversation that you have as an elevated woman. You know, we're not dating any old guys anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was cute when we were healing, but girl, we're past that. Now it's a matter of, what is the last book that you read? That's a book. That's the answer I always ask these dudes. I'd be like, what's the last book that you read? You know what I mean? And some of them are like, oh, well, you know, because you're an author, you're asking that. No, I'm just asking to see where your head is at. You know, I don't date guys that don't work out at the gym. You know what I mean? If you ain't got a trainer, if you don't work at the gym, I can't talk to you, because I understand that you don't value yourself, like, physically, right? Or I don't sleep with guys who sleep with a lot of women, especially someone who wants to sleep with me on the first day. I think that's preposterous. That's weird to me, because that lets me know you don't value yourself that much. And if you out here sleeping with these men on the first days or whatever. And I know we used to be like, oh, it's our body. We do what we want to do. And it is, girl. It is. But you're an elevated woman now. You can't just be dipping with everybody and anybody. You can't be letting everybody in your energy space, girl. You got to get particular. Also, too, you can't be going everywhere. If you're elevated, girl, you can only go to the best of the best. And we're talking about energetically, okay? Stop subjecting yourself to these restaurants, these shopping environments, these places that are not treating you well, and they are not serving your higher self. Always remember, girls, when you're engaging, you need to think about your future self, not today, right? Today's satisfactions is just that, okay? But understand that they were actually yesterday's satisfactions. So at the end, what we want to do is think about where we want to be. Think about what's best for our future selves. Think about things from a bigger perspective, right? Like, if you are associating with people who are not on your same wavelength, like friends-wise, whatever, they still talk about the same stuff from the early 2000s, mid-2000s, or whatever. Girl, please. You know what I mean? It's 2024. Bitches out here living life. You understand? Like, have you seen them? Okay, I understand we had COVID. I understand we got life stuff happening. But, girl, there are people out here living. And I think that we need to start considering their approach towards life and consider how we can incorporate some of that into our repertoire. Okay, you can get, you know, some of you girls, like, say, for example, when it comes down to holidays and stuff, and you see these girls on social media, they got all these flowers and they're getting all this other stuff, and you over there moping around, running behind some little raggedy bum who can only get you, you know, a couple of roses or, you know, whatever. And you up in here talking about, oh, well, it's the thought that counts. Girl, please. You can get with somebody who got bigger thoughts. Okay, like, you can get a room full of roses. I'm not saying that it's about superficial things, but what I am asking you is, do you deserve the best? Do you deserve more? Do you deserve an elevated approach? Do you deserve to have abundance on a high level? Okay, bump just being able to pay bills, girl. Don't you deserve a couple of thousands in your account? A couple of millions in your account? Don't you deserve to live well? Okay, don't you deserve to have what you want? Yes, you deserve that. Hell, why not? You know what I mean? I understand you got past shit. You got this and that, and people want you to do this. What do you want to do? How do you want to live, girl? You only live once this way, okay? Don't invest your time, effort, and energy to anything that does not resonate with your higher self, okay? I'm going to talk to you girls about this more and more, but I just wanted to give you a little bit, okay? So then that way you are prepared and ready for what's about to roll in, all right? I love you girls deeply and dearly. Be sure to follow me on Instagram @I'mKatDean, and I will talk to you girls soon. Ciao.